how do you assess that overall?
Overall, a little bit frustrating. You know, I think they're, as I said previously, they're happier with a point than we are today. You know, I thought we deserved to win the game, that we were brave in the last 25, 30 minutes of the game. I thought we carried the game to them, and in numerous chances. As I say, the one where Peter misses, 10 times out of 10, he'll score that again. So it wasn't a big, but we're creating chances, we're having shots on target, we're having some good football and good attack and play around the box. So, you know, we need to do that for 90 minutes. I think, I don't think it was so much us. I think credit to them, they came and were very organised in the first half. Didn't allow us to play through the midfield, didn't allow Ryan Flynn any space to try and dictate the game for us. And, you know, it was a bit of a stop-start, but I thought second half we dominated large parts of it.
Freddie Ladapo, your substitute, thought he'd actually scored.
Yeah, Freddie's convinced that it went over the line. So were the subs that were warming up on the side on the line. But as I said previously, you know, it's a very, very difficult decision for the referee. There's a lot of bodies around there. You know, if luck goes your way, you get that decision. I'm not sure if the linesmen are brave enough to actually give it at times when they should do and help the referee out. But, you know, we'll probably never know.
Is it just very, very tiny, small margins?
I've just been speaking to Neil Ardley there, and he said, you know, we've watched his last 8 games and they're one of the best teams we've played against, you know, and he said small things have gone against us at times. It's small margins of either been over the line or not wins you the game today, and, you know, there's a different picture on it. As I say, we're happy with a point, but disappointed that, you know, we thought we deserved 3 points.
Do you have to prioritise now? Because obviously you want to stay in this division. You're still in 2 cups, to your credit.
Yeah, you know, we want to put a run together in the league. As I say, I set the boys a task at the start of the week to win 3 games. We felt we could win all 3 of them. We've progressed with 2 of them and we've taken a point. So, you know, we can be relatively happy, but I still think there's very much more to come. We're still on a very new side, trying to progress. You know, Neil Ardley just said to me it took him 4 years to get where he is in terms of their play, their setup, and, you know, their training facilities, all that. So, you know, we're very much at the very start of things. People want overnight success. You know, we live in an X-factor world that, you know, everyone wants to click their fingers and get it. You know, but today, you know, I thought our fans were very patient with us today, because I did think that the first half we cancelled each other out, and they were patient and they got behind the boys and they drove them on in the last 20-25 minutes. So we can't really ask any more than that.
How do football managers have to deal with living in an X Factor world?
Difficult. Everyone wants instant success. You know, if you have £20 million and throw it out of it, the likelihood is you'll probably get out of the League One. We don't have that. You know, we've got a very small budget, and, you know, we get crowds of 3,500, 4,000. So we don't have the money to throw at it. But what we try and bring in is good characters, and we've done that. You know, they're getting an understanding of the game. So, yes, and if people want X Factor and instant success, then it'll be a merry-go-round and change managers every 3 months, which has been previous. Or you have patience and let things be built, like Neil Ardley's had, and, you know, other managers that have been successful has been proven.